Craft beer has become a $70 billion industry and transformed the country's taste buds. But some states' alcohol laws haven't changed as quickly. That's the case in Maryland, where independent brewers are fighting to change long-standing laws so they can compete against neighboring Virginia. Ali Schweitzer from member station WAMU reports.
In the middle of downtown Silver Spring, Maryland, Denizen's Brewing Company is a throwback to America's manufacturing heyday. A forklift beeps as it sails past stacks of old-fashioned wooden barrels.
We have everything from tequila barrels to bourbon barrels to mezcal to white wine to rum.
Julie Verratti is Denizen's co-founder. She says the brewery ages beer in these barrels to come up with inventive new varieties, like a sour ale aged for 4.5 months in tequila barrels.
You name it. Basically, if it's had some sort of alcohol in it, we're going to age beer in it.
Craft brewing is creative that way, and Verratti says Maryland could see more of it if the state loosened regulations on breweries. Maryland has some of the strictest brewing laws in the nation. The state caps how much beer certain brewers can produce, how much they can sell out of their tap rooms, even how late they can stay open. Verratti says all those restrictions are stifling the industry, and that's not necessarily good for Maryland.
We're creating manufacturing jobs. Isn't that what every state wants? So why isn't Maryland fighting to keep those jobs and grow those jobs?
That's why Verratti and dozens of other Maryland brewers support a slew of new bills that would relax the state's brewing regulations. The legislation is nicknamed the Six-Pack, and it's backed by the Brewers Association of Maryland. The group is led by Kevin Addicks.
We have a bill that would expand the amount of beer that any brewery could produce. We have a bill that would expand the amount of beer our brewers could sell.
Attic says his bills could help generate jobs, tourism dollars, and tax revenue for Maryland. But a similar bill, backed by the state's controller, was recently shot down in a House committee. And Attic is facing opposition from Maryland's alcohol distributors and retailers, who contend that letting breweries sell and distribute more of their own beer threatens their businesses. But while the fight plays out in the General Assembly, Attic says Maryland's craft beer industry is losing ground to its neighbors.
Every year, there are new regional and national brands that are coming out of these states' industries, and we're not seeing that in Maryland.
That concerns Maryland economic officials, who say Virginia is coming for their brewers. Cassidy Rasnick says that's the way the game is played. She works on commerce and trade for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, and she says Maryland lawmakers need to wake up and smell the hops.
Some of the even biggest breweries in Maryland are really not too far from moving their brewery maybe 10, 15 miles and being in a state that is welcoming to them and isn't going to have a regulatory structure that is really kind of controlling the growth of their business.
Denizen's Brewery's Julie Verratti, who's also the running mate of gubernatorial candidate Alec Ross, says Maryland should support small businesses as enthusiastically as it supports big businesses.
There's a lot of these big, massive Fortune 500 companies that the state will do backflips to try to get them in or get them to stay, and then they're hurting the local homegrown Maryland businesses.
Verratti says Maryland craft breweries are eager to expand and create more jobs for locals. Maryland just needs to open the taps and let the beer flow. For Here and Now, I'm Ali Schweitzer in Washington.